This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Hanif Baharuddin, and you're tuned in to the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. The digital age has revolutionized various industries in this world, and one of those almost swept away by its waves is the music industry. While digital music and music streaming services are the preferred method of consumption these days, the demand for physical records is still present, especially among the audiophiles. And when there is a demand, there will always be a supply. This week, we're visiting one of said suppliers, an independent record store in town known for their DIY culture and spirit. So, jom bertandang ke Tandang Record Store. Having moved to the increasingly vibrant cultural hub Cheongsan Building from the punk haven Rumah Api only last year, Tandang Record Store now is raring to live by their spirit and serve the music community, be it fans or creators, here in KL. Walk in and you will be greeted with shelves full of CDs, vinyls and even cassettes from various punk, metal, alternative, reggae and indie bands, be it local or international. Not only that, they also sell band merchandise like t-shirts and stickers, as well as punk books and zines. Apart from being just a record store, Tandang also is a record label that tries to foster the do-it-yourself culture among musicians synonymous with the punk ideology. So to find out more, I went to the store and speak to the founders, Ala and Wan.
My name is Wan.
My name is Ala.
Let's start with the origin of the name of the store.
We used to hang out in the place called Jalan Tandang, actually, in PJ. So we are quite blur of having a name that time. So I mean, like a Tandang is like very, very catchy and nice Malay name, a little bit cheesy, but I think it's like suitable with the concept that we want, because we want to welcome people and share music together. So first, we plan to make the record store called like an English name, right? Yeah. Generic, yeah, but I think like we should go for more, I mean like the things that relate to the Malaysia people.
Some people, even like Malays, they ask us what's really Tandang, yeah. Which is funny. Even like when we wanted to register the name at SSM, the guy at the counter was asking, is it the meaning of the Tandang is chicken or something? He said, you don't know the word Tandang, which is like quite funny because he's a Malay guy, he doesn't know the word Tandang.
I think in Philippines, Tandang is called chicken. Yeah, in Philippines. Maybe you have a descendant from Philippines or something.
All right, from Rumah Api, you moved to Cheongsan Building, if I'm not mistaken, last year, right? So how has the response been with the new venue here?
Actually, we didn't have a choice. We had to move because like Rumah Api was about to get demolished because of they're doing a highway there. Basically, we want a place like in the central KL, so like it's easier for everybody to come and access Tandang. So when we were like going around, a lot of places are quite expensive to be rent in central KL.
Especially in the center of KL. Yeah.
So luckily, our friend Joe Kidd like recommend us to meet Liza, who's like doing our arts project and renovating the Zhongshan building. So she somehow offered us to come here and do the shop here. And somehow it's like more people are coming to the shop because like it's really in the center of KL and easy for people to access by public transportation.
But did you find that the move actually influenced the crowd? For example, because like you said just now, you receive more visitors from different communities now that you're based here compared to maybe when you were back in Rumah Api where you receive a lot more, you know, people from the punk community as opposed to people from different community.
Actually, like where we were at Rumah Api, we only opened during gig days. Whenever they show that, then we'll open the shop.
No, I mean like it's a Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
And during the show, there's a show in Rumah Api. But now we have to open it every day, right? Yeah. Which is very good for us to...
And the best thing is like, we used to have like the same people who come to the shop, which is like, whereas like we want a diverse crowd to come actually that time. But... because maybe it's the place is a bit remote and far away from.
I think it's a good chance for us to expand our music preference, because in a way that we are listening to punk and then we are kids also that are listening to a different kind of music. I mean, like music is a very universal. Right? You have a good jazz band, you have a good old blues band, you have a good classical band and experimental. All this kind of music, I think, is limitless. to you. It's a matter of choice. If you only stuck in one kind of genre, for certain people, it's their way. But us, I think we want to expand our preference to people. Because for me, like in KL alone, there's a lot of people that are interested in different kind of music. So in the old Tandang, we are not managed to do that.
We did carry like a couple of reggae, blues.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, like, people who come there, they are not interested to buy.
So now the audience, the demography is bigger. So it's giving us a chance to develop our catalog.
Offer more diverse genres of music to people.
Which we are happy about it, yeah.
So it is important for Tandang to at least not be seen as only catering to only one genre of music or one community of subculture, right?
Yeah, because I think like punk itself is not limitless, and the meaning of punk maybe is supposed to be open. So whereas like me and Wan, we do listen to like lots of different kind of music. So our intention is like to bring in more good music actually. It doesn't matter what genre it is. That was our early intention in the old Tandang, but maybe because of like our small community there is the same people who come to the shop. Maybe that's why we have less people buying other stuff rather than punk stuff.
Okay, so besides being a record store, Tandang is also actually a record label, right? So who are some of the acts that are currently under your label?
We have Speed Witches. They are playing psychedelic rock. And then Garrison, something like Clash, reggae kind of style. And then Boar is very heavy doom kind of style. And then we have Killer Calculator that play post-hardcore, kind of a very good new-age kind of music. And then the rest is like a Sajan Hassan, Japanese band that mostly come to Malaysia to do their tour. So we help them to release a cassette here just to promote the music to the people. Yeah.
And there's another band, a hip-hop band we release from Bandung, Indonesia, called Homicide, which is like quite slightly off the genre, like from rock music. Mm. Yeah.
This band is like a very active in the 90s scene. So they are like a transcend the scene in the Bandung. That time is very, very dominated by a hardcore punk thing. Suddenly this guy called Ucok start a band called Homicide, and then they have very, very social awareness kind of lyrics and a very good music. So these CDs compile all the material from the beginning until the end, and they come with poster and everything. So we are very honored to have them released by Tandang. But what we concern more is about the local band that we want to release. So wish us luck to release their material in the future.
Like, one Indonesian man called Vic.
Yeah, Vic.
Yeah, who released with us also. Yeah.
The poster there says that it's music plus DIY culture, right? So maybe you can help explain what is DIY culture within the context of Tandang.
Actually, we, a lot of like local bands, rather than having us helping them to get released, some of like these bands, we try to help them and push them to do it themselves, such as like doing cassettes or CDs, or even like printing for their flyers, everything. Actually, we push them, like we help them out to do everything themselves.
DIY is like a self-empowerment kind of philosophy. When you do a band, when you do art and everything, you must have a passion to create it by your soul. So if you rely on other people and then just sit back and think that your art or your music can be reached, I think it's not accessible. You yourself have to push it, and then having a confidence and passion to make your music good. So that's, I think, a DIY philosophy.
Is that something influenced by the punk culture?
Yeah, basically it's like, yeah, you don't need to like to rely on anybody to actually get your material recorded. You just have to like form a band, find a studio and get recorded, and then find a place where to do everything yourself. You don't need to like to ask people, hey, can you help me do this? Can you help me do that?
You don't need to have a major label to sign you. You don't need all those hanky-panky kind of record sign from the major label just to be famous. I mean, all of you can do something. I mean, if you have passion and you have a strong will to have your music heard, you can do it by having a DIY philosophy in your mind, right? That's the best way for me.
Even like doing t-shirts, band t-shirts, like bands itself can like design it themselves and then get it printed by themselves. Yeah, because like usually before, there's always the middleman who takes opportunity on bands and making people know that it's hard to to make it everything by your own. But nowadays, because of this self-appointment philosophy, idea, maybe we are also pushing kids to like do themselves as what we did with Tandang.
It's very healthy.
Yeah.
You just heard from Ala and Wan, founders of Tandang Record Store, an independent record shop and label with roots in the punk subculture. We're going to take a short break. Coming up, more stories from Tandang. I'm Hanif Baharudin, and this is I Love KL on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, you're listening to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. I'm Hanif Baharudin. This week, we're joined by Ala and Wan, founders of Tandang, an independent record store that promotes a DIY culture. Now, as a store that is independent, the music on offer is highly reliant on the taste of both these men. But do they curate it following their own preferences, or do they also take into consideration the taste of their customers?
90% the style we like. 10% maybe people put it here. We don't say that we don't like them, but all of the stuff here, I think, is something that should be heard. And having someone to listen to. So I don't say that this kind of music is bad, this kind of music is good. But personal preference is very hard to elaborate, right? Like me, maybe I don't like this kind of stuff, but certain people gonna like it. So we just let it flow like that. So we just having a hub and having a people come and see certain people like this kind of, certain age of people like this kind of, it's a very, I mean, like, it's a very subjective things to say about. But most of the curation from outside is coming from us. I mean, all the imported LP and CD. So most of the time, we are really, really particular about what we bring. So that's mean all the stuff that we bring, that we import, mostly is the things that we love.
Basically, it's not only me and Wan, because we have a small community, like people hanging out here also. So sometimes, like, whenever we put on a vinyl or play, maybe some of our friends would, like, discuss, hey, why don't you bring this? Yeah, and then we would, like, have a listen to it, and then, yeah, and then we would bring that, yeah.
I guess we have a lot of session like that, right?
Yeah, mostly every weekend we have a, it's like a indirect listening session whenever, like, people come and hang out here.
It's a hangout place, and then people always, you should try this, you should try this. I mean, like, that bring us a new dimension of music, right?
So because we don't know all the music ourselves. Yeah.
So the circle of friends also being a good help for us. I mean, being a good curator to the shop as well.
Yeah. And I can imagine that feedback session being quite important, especially when it comes to catering to your customers as well, right? Because you don't want to be self-indulgent. You don't want to be short-sighted. You want to also sometimes cater to your customers out there, right?
Yeah. That's why it's important to have like discussions, because some things are like really crap, so we don't want to have like to sell people crap stuff.
So being passionate about music is one thing, but has incorporating your passion into a business enhance or compromise your enjoyment out of it? The fact that it is a business now for you, right, on top of just being something that you're passionate about.
I think business have to be run like all other business in the world. Everybody have to run a business, but the things that we really hold until now is like we don't limit ourselves to have a profit. So sometimes we have an up and down in the shop because all this vinyl trending is come and go sometimes. People not buying vinyl much compared to the last 3 years. But that's a challenge for us. So what's a reliable format for the fan now? Because for me, I think people still want to support the band. People still want to buy the physical stuff in order to support the band. But in order to make that sellable, it's a presentation of the things. Last 3 years, people are going to buy all the rocker releases, no matter how crap they are. Perspective is changing. After 3 years, people only buy a good one. So that's a challenge for us. I mean, that's a very good challenge for us. So we will work out for the staff and for all the releases in Tandang to be better from time to time. That's giving a good opportunity for us to expand our creativity in the music business field. That's what we need, actually. Yeah, that's a number one aspect.
The music industry in Malaysia somehow is, it has been like a hard industry for people to make money because of like how conservative people look at the music culture here. So whenever there's like new, anything related to music or arts, people tend to have this taboo thing that it's like something that is not as great as being in the engineering field or architecture field or anything. So selling music in Malaysia is actually pretty hard. And we don't make much money from that. But somehow, because of our passion to do this, we tend to like give what we can. And compared to Tandang like 5 years ago, we have developed like really a lot. I think it's crucial to have a record shop because like if you see like more modern countries like Japan or the States, there's like tons of record shops and people are like really supporting the music scene. Whereas like here we are like just about to start. Yeah. And there's like a couple of record stops like in KL right now, independent record stops.
That's why I think like a physical kind of music is very important. There's a connection between you and the band that you love. So in order to support the band, you should buy the CD. Eh? Yeah. I have a nephew, 12 years old. I asked him, why don't you download from the Spotify? Oh, and then he told me like, if you love the band, if you want the band to expand, you should buy the CD or the merchandise, something like that. So I think it's a thing that we want by having this record store too, a hub.
So you don't see Spotify or Apple Music or all these music streaming services as competition to you?
It is a competition. Actually, like, we use Spotify also, but somehow I think it's the best way for, because like there's too many options in Spotify. Somehow people need to limit what is good on Spotify. That's why some people here, whenever they want to test something, they listen to Spotify or anything on YouTube. Then they'll like buy the physical.
What I want to emphasize here is like the relationship between the fan and the band. So the only bridge to get connected between fan and band to make the band alive, I mean like the band that you really love is supporting by buying their merchandise and CD and something like that. Go to their show and then support them. I mean, that's the only way you can give a support to them, to the creativity, to the music that they create. Recording is not cheap anymore, right?
Yeah.
So that's the best way for you to
help the band.
Yes.
And help the industry as well.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see that you have cassettes and also vinyls here, and I understand that these things have a higher demand these days, right? What's your approach to selling cassettes especially? Because cassettes are quite old school, and compared to vinyls, I think vinyls have a lot more demand these days, right? Especially to collectors. But what's your approach to cassettes? Because I don't know whether cassettes have that kind of value compared to vinyls.
For what I see, like these recent years, people who start working and have a career, they start buying vinyls. Mostly like our customers who buy cassettes, mostly kids who maybe couldn't afford to buy vinyls, they go for cassettes. And some people who want to buy more titles, they go for cassettes actually. Yeah. Because like for 100 ringgit you get from 5 to 10 cassettes. And maybe like for 100 ringgit you can get like only one or two vinyls. So some people prefer cassettes, some people prefer tapes.
And cassettes, you can say that's still relevant these days, right?
Every band should have a demo cassette, man. that's a number one criteria for me.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you're having a band, you have to have a demo cassette. And then I think we are playing with cassette a lot in the childhood day during the 90s. I mean, like, I buy a lot of cassette. So it's cheap and it have everything there. It's very compact and you only bring your Walkman and then you have all the music with you. So the cassette thing is like it's not as accessible to compared to CD, which is valid with a modern day technology. But I think like cassette still have their sentimental things. So now we try to stock up a few Walkman and then we try to bring some cassette player and then we see that lots of people are interested to buy it. So I think the thing should not be stopped. Yeah. And then one more thing, like Malaysia still have a cassette pressing plant.
Yeah.
So we have to keep it going. before it.
Another way to like really know a band, actually, you buy a cassette because like you cannot skip the songs. You just have to listen like to everything.
And then you can dub it, make a mixtape and everything. So...
And it's still acceptable like for in Indonesia, Singapore, and like all over the world, people are still... We have like people ordering cassettes like from overseas also. Yeah. So I think it's still relevant now.
Cassette is a... There's a lot of things to play with cassette. You can make a mixtape, you can share with your friend, you can dub your own cassette and everything. So I think cassette is like a thing that is very, very good to explore, to play with compared to CD and vinyl.
Apart from supporting the local music scene, you also, like you said just now, you also imported a lot of stuff from overseas, right? So is it difficult to find the right distributors to get something that you want to stock here in Tandang?
With internet, it's not hard anymore. it's not hard anymore. It's a matter of how you want to curate it. You cannot be too sure to yourself that this stuff can sell. Sometimes you can be short sendiri too. So you have to understand the market also. You have to understand what people like also. And then this involves a lot of process to make a curation legit to the recent, it's not trend, but recent demand. Because vinyl is quite expensive, so you don't want to. You have to play with a lot of capital. So in order to play with capital, you have to play smart to choose whatever that is suitable with the local need, something like that. If you bring all the shots sendiri, I think like you're gonna ruin your store too.
Yeah, actually, because of the internet nowadays, it's very easy to contact distributors abroad and then ask them, but the challenge is like to get the best price because like we're playing with currency right now.
Yeah.
Because a couple of years ago, we could sell average for a vinyl like 50 to 60 ringgit. Now, maybe because of the Malaysian currency has gone down, maybe everything has gone like above 100 ringgit for each vinyl, which is quite expensive actually. So now our challenge is like to find a really cheap distributor from like maybe Europe or the States,
So how influential is the punk ideology in determining your approach and direction with the record store, apart from the DIY culture? Because I'm sure punk ideology is quite wide and varied, right? So, yeah, how does it influence how you approach the store?
For me, like, punk introduced me to a lot of things in having music at that time. So you have a pampor, you have a contact from around the world, and then you do your own bedroom distro, kind of stuff, and that is a learning lesson for us. So we are playing with that stuff. We are really enjoy it that time. We never believe that we're gonna open a record store one day, but that time is a really, really fun time, right? And then we hold to the things that we love since we are young, so that's why we are still having this record store. So that ethos and philosophy is like really giving you a self-empowerment from doing things in your bedroom until creating something that you never believe that you will have one day, which is having a record store. So it gives you a room of freedom to do whatever you want. So for me, that's a best thing that we learn, and then we play, and then we grab from the punk idea and philosophy, I think. Yeah.
For me, okay, basically like for every each people who knows punk or who are punk or whatever you call it, actually, each of them have like a different kind of definition of what punk is. But for me, it's basically just like self-empowerment, which is like how you bring up yourself and how you see things really open and
how you accept.
It's basically how you do things yourself. Yeah, because it's like really possible to have that autonomy, being self-autonomous.
So that's why we are like a. We are doing this, the shop, we don't feel like pulling out because our soul is here. I mean, whether we are having lots of money or we don't have any money at all, because that's the thing that we've been playing around since we are young and that we still love it. So that's hold us here until now.
It's all about self-empowerment. Just the basic thing.
Yeah. That was my conversation with Ala Anwan, owners of Tandang Record Store. The shop is located on the second floor, Lot 82 in Cheongsan Building. To find out more, you can visit its web store, tandangstore.com, or the Facebook page, facebook.com/tandangstore. And that's the end of this week's episode of I Love KL. If you'd like to check out the episode again, head over to bfm.my/ilovekl or download our latest app via Google Play or the App Store. Also, don't forget to follow the station on Twitter at BFM Radio. My name is Hanif Baharudin, and you have been tuning in to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Join us again next week on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.